Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Amelia Earhart, a pioneer in aviation, once said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act, and the rest is merely tenacity. The fears or paper tigers. You can do anything you decide to. You can act to change and control your life. And the procedure, the process, is its own reward." That's a great quote.
Yes, it is.
With the right advice, we can make the right decisions every time. Not once in a while, but every time. Proverbs 2:9, the Living Bible. He shows how to distinguish right from wrong. How to find the right decision every time. When we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, when we obey the instructions in His Word, then we'll be given wisdom and common sense in order to make right decisions each and every time. Proverbs 2:1, the Living Bible. "Every young man who listens to me and obeys my instructions will be given wisdom and common sense." There are 7 steps to making the right decisions. First, make a decision. William James, the author, once said, "When you have to make a choice and you don't make it, that is in itself a choice."
That's right.
Job 22:28, the Living Bible. "You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and the light will shine on your ways." If you've been living in the land of not enough, occasionally traveling through life with just enough, then you need to decide that today all things are going to change. Your decision, well, it may take courage, and you'll be living. Well, as you take courage, because you've probably been living in a comfort zone. Peter Drucker, the business and management guru, once said, "Whenever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision." It's time for each of us to make the courageous decision to change.
Second, make a decision to put God first. Henry Blackaby, the author of Experiencing God, an awesome book, by the way, once said, "God doesn't want people to do what they think is best. He wants them to do what He knows is best. And no amount of reasoning and intellectualizing will discover that." And by the way, you know, we're honored that he follows Harold on Twitter. Proverbs 3:6 in the Living Bible says, "In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success." God will is really what the scripture says. And it doesn't say, well, He might, or He could, or He should. The scripture says that when we put God first, He will direct us and crown our efforts with success.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Psalm 90, verse 17, New Living Translation says, "And may the Lord our God show us His approval and make our efforts successful." Yes, make our efforts successful. When we put God first, not doubting His word or His promises, He will show His approval of our faithfulness. Oh, that is so true. Our faithfulness. By making our efforts, the things we put our hand to, successful. So never give up. When we put God first, it reveals whom we desire to serve.
Wow. Third, decide to walk in His ways and keep His word. Deuteronomy 26:17, Classic Amplified Bible. "You have openly declared the Lord this day to be your God, pledging to walk in His ways, to keep His statutes and commandments and precepts, and to hearken to His voice." Deciding to walk in God's ways by keeping His word, it's a daily decision. We decide there's nothing more important to us than God and His holy word. 7 our most favorite words. Read your Bible. Do what it says. When you heed these 7 words, there are 2 things God will do for you. First, your Heavenly Father will speak, well, He'll speak to you through His Word. Second, as He speaks to you through His Word, you'll find your faith will increase to prepare you for any assault of the enemy. As we continually read and study the Word of God, we're programming the good stuff, the Word, into our mental hard drives, our brain. In the daily situations of life, our response in every situation will be determined by the superabundance of the Word that's in our hearts, ready to flow out of our mouths. Proverbs 22, verse 17 and 18. 22, verses 17 and 18. Classic Amplified Bible. Listen, consent, and submit to the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind. Believing them, your lips will be accustomed to confessing them. Now let's move to Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9, the International Version. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Say that with me. Have not I commanded thee? Mm-hmm. Have not I commanded thee?
Hallelujah.
In other words, read your Bible. Do what it says.
Fourth, when you act on your decision, things begin to change. It's not enough to meditate, prepare, and motivate yourself to make a decision. You've actually got to do something after you've made a decision. The recently departed Dr. Morris Cirillo used to always say, faith is a fact, but you must act. The scripture teaches us in James 2:17, very actually familiar verse, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. It's not what we know, it's what we do with what we know that makes a difference and impacts the course of our lives and human events, our events. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for works is G2041, and it means that which one undertakes, any product, whatever, anything accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind, an act, deed, thing done. In James 2:17 in the Classic Amplified, it says it this way. So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead. The Message Bible translation of James 2:17, boy, it gets down where the rubber meets the road.
Yes, it does.
It says this. Isn't it obvious that God talk without God acts is outrageous nonsense? Once you've collected the wisdom of the world and you've made...
The word.
Wisdom, thank you. Thank you very much. Once you've collected the wisdom of the word, although the world tries to pile it on you.
Yes, they do.
Once you've collected the wisdom of the word and you've made a decision, you need to be about his business.
So true. Fifth, things change today, by the decisions you make or fail to make. What we do today will determine the reality that we experience tomorrow. It's not what we think about doing, talk about doing. It's what we do with the decisions we make and the actions we take. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. 30, verse 15, Living Bible. Look today. For I have set before you life and death, depending on whether you obey or disobey. Truthfully, it's real simple. We obey the word of God. Failure will be turned into success and impossibilities into possibilities. We make a decision which we fail to implement. We make a decision to fail.
Sixth, once you make a decision, God wants you to keep it, and believe me, you will want to too. Psalm 50:14 in the Contemporary English Version says, I am God Most High. The only sacrifice I want is for you to be thankful and to keep your word. And in Numbers 32:23, New Living Translation says, But if you fail to keep your word, then you will have sinned against the Lord. And you may be sure that your sin will find you out. Wow. If we fail to keep our word, we have sinned against the Lord. With that understanding, once we make a decision, we definitely need to keep it. Numbers 30, verse 2. 30, verse 2, Contemporary English Version says, "When one of you men makes a promise to the Lord, you must keep your word." This principle is duplicatable. We need and must teach those who work with us the importance of keeping our word. That's definitely especially important to our children. Once we've made a decision, once they've made a decision, they need to stick with it.
Absolutely. Seventh, decide today how you'll use your time. Psalm 90, verse 12, Contemporary English Version. Teach us to use wisely all the time we have. You see, we decide, not somebody else, not the passing of time on a clock. We decide what we will do with every minute of every day that God has given us. And one more thing. We may not have what we want because we don't yet know what we want out of life. So here's a question. Do you have what it takes to turn the TV off, to mute your cell phone, put your computer in sleep mode, and either review or create goals for your future success? Now, truthfully, that would be a very wise decision.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. I want to tell you that day before yesterday, Tuesday, we finished up Borders with Limitations, Without Limitation. And it was a 6-week Bible study. If you didn't catch any of them, you go to heraldherring.com/borders and just start session one and go through it. You'll be blessed by it. You'll be blessed by the teaching. And I want to tell you, it's life-changing. We've already been getting some amazing testimonies from people about it, and we'll share some of them with you over the next few days. But just incredible things that God has done.
And we're praying about what the next one will be.
Yes, we are.
Because we like changing lives, don't we, babe?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. That's why God has us here.
That's right.
To change lives. And that's what we want to do. Amen.
So until, have a wonderful day, and until tomorrow morning.
At 8:30 Eastern.
That's right.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.